On this day dedicated to the Blessed Mother of God, Mary Most Holy, and particularly here, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, a Lady of the Rosary of Fatima, we celebrate the Mass of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. It is through her heart, through her obedience, through her acceptance of the commands of God, that we have the gifts and the salvation which have been brought to us. And so we honor her and we give her thanks. In addition, today, in some places, not here, and it's not in our missal, not in its proper place anyway, some celebrate the chair of Peter. And it's important because the chair of Peter is that chair, the throne. And of course, recently it has been taken out of its reliquary and restored and put in display during this holy year in the Vatican for the faithful who come there to see and venerate. And of course, there's two feasts of the chair of Peter, the chair of Peter in Rome and the chair of Peter in Antioch. And we shall be celebrating one of those feasts later on this week. So we remind ourselves and continue to venerate St. Peter and the greatness that is given to us in the Holy Catholic Church. And last but not least, it is the feast of Santa Prisca. Prisca, sometimes misnamed Priscilla. And there are three young virgin martyrs who are confused in the one person. One of them was a young virgin baptized by St. Peter himself, and who later on was martyred. And most likely this is not the same. That was probably St. Priscilla. And they're both interchangeable at times. And then there were another two. One of them from the 4th century is the one we celebrate today. And she was also a young Roman virgin and martyr who suffered much for the faith and whom we honor in a very special way today. Santa Prisca. I remember many occasions going to her basilica in Rome when I was there so many years. And so my heart goes back to the beautiful little basilica. It was not one of the huge ones. It was medium or small, but the size of this church, and that in Rome is very, very small, where her relics are kept. So today we are reminded of the greatness and the wonders of the communion of saints. The Virgin Mary, the Immaculate Conception, prepared from eternity to become the mother of the Son of God. It is from them that the Church is born, and through the unity brought about by the Holy Spirit in the chair of Peter, the see of Peter, for whom we ought to pray very much, and through all the saints that come forth from the chair of Peter in the communion of saints that we venerate and give praise and worship to God. May St. Prisca and all the saints intercede for us and pray for us today and always. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.